May the Lord keep you in his perfect will, heart dwellers. Amen. Today, a leader in the community was given a message that talked about the warning and a mega tsunami. The Lord is elaborating on that here. Lord, I remember the dream Ezekiel had of the sea creatures flying through the air from the ocean, flying overhead and landing on the streets, on a gas station pump, octopus landing on a gas pump, stingrays flying through the air and landing on people's windshields, and all different kinds of fish and sea creatures being tossed out of the ocean onto the land. And after this mega tsunami was brought up, that was the first thing I thought of. And Jesus began, yes, it was. And that is why I asked him, was this from the mega tsunami? And he said, yes, it was. And that's why I brought it to mind when she talked about it. And it is coming very soon. Many have put off moving from California, although many times I have prompted them. Those who have not responded and have resisted me will perish. That is not my will, but because they have not listened to the promptings I gave them and the promptings from their angel and other signs I have sent them, they will perish. It is not my heart to see this happen. That's why gases were being let off on the ocean floor. Plus the gases all up and down the coast have been ample warnings to leave. And the deep sea creature which came up onto the beach was a warning because it was poisoned by gases underground, under the ocean. We did a message on that, and I posted the picture that goes with it. It was an anglerfish, the ones that live really deep down in the ocean and have luminescent a luminescent tentacle that lures fish into its mouth. They are only in very deep parts of the ocean. For those of you who have resisted me, I say to you, I love you and care deeply about your welfare, but without obedience, I cannot save you. For you, it will be too late. When it happens, know beyond a shadow of a doubt that I love you and didn't want you to suffer this fate. So please, do not blame me. I have given you ample warnings. The East Coast will also be devastated by these changes. Any location along the coastlines of America are going to experience change. My people move away from sea level, for the level of the sea is about to change. Go to high ground and remove yourself from the fault lines that are so unstable. Significant geological change is coming very soon. You have enough time to move, but very little beyond that. And I'm going to add here that Mike from around the world, who is very good at geology, probably a geologist from what I've heard him say, he's talked about the ice shelves that have been melted from the bottom up because of the earth heating up and are about ready to break off and fall into the ocean. So that could definitely be a factor in the ocean levels rising. Understand, my people, Jesus continued, that the earth is responding to corruption of man, which is beyond anything ever known in the history of this planet. Satan has set himself against me, venting his full wrath in a final attempt to hurt me. I loved Lucifer, who became Satan, and gave him the highest honors in serving me. But that was not enough for him. He wanted it all. He wanted to dethrone me and take the worship for himself. What a terrible shame that he has brought this upon himself. Becoming God's enemy is guaranteed destruction for that soul, whether he is of human or angelic origin. There will be much mourning and repentance after these events. Massive destruction of America and an open invitation for your enemies to come and sack your nation, pillaging and claiming land as their own. Intervention will happen if you pray and fast, causing your prayers to be more effective. Pray for the unsaved that are not ready to die. That includes those living in sin and working for evil governments as they live in our nation but are plotting against its destruction. Lord, please tell us about the warning. It will come as a total shock without any warning. Yes, the football season is a clue to the time it will most likely happen. Everything moving will come to a complete halt. People will find themselves either on the brink of heaven or the brink of hell. Yes, they shall be shown their destination as it stands now. Their lives will flash before them, both the good and bad deeds they have done, and those that have not been confessed and absolved. I gave my apostles the ability to loose souls from their sins, but Satan has slandered this practice and managed to eradicate it from my body, with few exceptions. My dove, you will see things that displease me in your life and will receive grace to change them in the time left to you. Do not waste these graces, beloved. They will not be reissued in the same strain. Be careful not to become distracted with things that pertain to others. Rivet your attention on those things you must do to change and begin at once to make those changes. Satan will try to downplay and take these convictions from your minds, reasoning that they just too extreme and no one can be that pure. Do not allow these lies to take over my truth. Do not put off your conversion. Many of you will not have time to be lazy about repentance. The more you put it off, the slimmer your chances of being forgiven and the greater your chances of ending up in hell or purgatory. Some will not be able to stand what they have become and commit suicide. Please discourage them by speaking of my mercy and that I can wash them clean and give them a new start. There will be groups of liberal Christians that will minimize their sins as if they were not sins. Modern man has been so hardened in his conscience that he no longer responds appropriately to sinful thoughts and deeds. But I assure you, my standards have not changed, and no matter how hard it will be, do not allow yourself to be put in the group that was stiff-necked and did not receive correction, but tried to soft-pedal sins in order to continue on in their sin. Things will happen in rapid succession, but with enough time for each one to decide on their response. Pray that they will believe and choose me. And I just wanted to mention something about purgatory here. The scriptures, some will be saved as though going through a fire. And that's where the whole doctrine of purgatory comes from. There are other suggestions of it in the New Testament, but that is the main thing. And so purgatory is a place of purgation, of getting the sins off your heart and mind and conscience, so that when you walk into heaven, you're not stained and you're not still thinking sinful thoughts. They've been cleared totally out of your being. And it is part of entering heaven for many people. It's definitely not ending up in hell. So please keep that in mind. And it is a good practice to pray for the souls in purgatory who are going through their purgation because they had habits and things that they didn't change on earth. It's a very good thing to pray for them. The Lord bless you, heart dwellers. Steady on course with the Lord. He's faithful.